Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions. And by our funky shall know us. The mothership cassette archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue with our series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, on episode 24, featuring part 3, Imagining Black Identities and Black Liberation.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Devant paix l'éternel, il est sacrifié. Il en rêve. Non, mais dans un chemin devant la Vierge Marie, non, tournez cette alta grâce, il est tout fouillé. Non, mais dans un chemin, il m'en seigneur qui ou la cathédrale, devant Dieu tout puissant, il chante bien une messe. Parler avec Sultan, non mais ton gauche, mais non pour donner moi comme Sultan, je réveillais. We'll be right back.
sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal. Restez bien des nôtres, avec moi-même Khalid. Ces espaces du rythme international, ce funk, et ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Encore cette semaine, on aurait débuté cette semaine avec Moonlight Benjamin, haïtienne à Paris, qui, on a entendu la chanson titre, ainsi Siltan. Et un blues rock agressif, très forte, très puissante. Et c'est cette énergie qui est peut-être pas afro-futuriste en tant que telle qui débute une émission, la troisième partie de notre série Funk Jazz et l'essence à donner au afro-futurism. Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF, une autre haïtienne à surveiller, deuxième album qui sort officiellement vendredi au moins le lancement prochain, le 1er mars, Dominique Fils-Aimé et ses explorations des thématiques afro-américaines, résistance, chanson, politique. Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF, nous avons aussi la chance de découvrir avec vous, pour la première fois vraiment pour moi, notre prochaine invitée, Chanda and the Passengers, qui en autre sera sur scène dans la série qui roule jusqu'en avril du Silly d'Or et également un spectacle au Petit Campus le 8 mars. Donc écoutez bien une invitation à découvrir encore des sens modernes électronique du futurisme et un avant-goût aussi de Chanda and the Passengers.
Like summertime. We'll be right back.
That's music, new for me too, from Chanda and the Passengers from our guest. Oh, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, a pleasure, a pleasure.
And thanks you too.
So, first of all, I wanted to bring you in because you are participating in the 13th annual competition, crowd appreciation, let's call it that instead, of the diasporic world music of Silidor.
Yes.
You're performing this coming Tuesday, the 26th, and the competition, which runs through April, is every Tuesday and Wednesday at the Balatu. Your counterpoint is Gecko that evening. And then you also have a show at Petit Campus on 8th of March.
Yes, so the 8th of March we're having Funkonomics. It'll be a live soul and funk featuring The Hurt and Chanda and the Passengers. It's $10, so come on down. And also DJ Blessed will be there spinning on the one and twos. So you'll have music all night long. And we'll be playing the songs that you love, whether it's Stevie Wonder, Prince, Marvin Gaye, and also our stuff as well.
We just heard Your Love Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Chanda and the Passengers.
Chanda and Passengers is a very interesting story. So we all met through Craigslist, funny enough. The guitarist, his name is Xander, he put out an ad looking to just start a band for fun. And a bunch of us answered. And it wasn't a scam. We all met at his house in the Plateau, and we just realized we all have this love, this pure love for music and for funk. And we wanted to bring that pure joy back.
Joy.
Joy. Yeah.
Joy, like, because it's physical, too.
Yes, it is.
It's spiritual it is. Sometimes.
It is.
It can be silly.
And I'm definitely silly. But music, it's a form of expression, right? It's a form of communication. And for me, it's that one thing that has saved my life, got me through the day, and it's the thing that I cannot live without. So why not share that with six other like-minded individuals?
So as a singer, how do you, what's your take on the funk? Like, what are you doing with as a voice in funk, as a funky voice, playing with a bunch of funketeers?
As a funky voice with some funketeers, I think it's twofold. It is paying homage and respect to those who have come before us and paved that way, because a lot of them gave their blood, sweat, and tears that people don't even know about. And then the other part is then, you know, making sure to continue that forward in our own way. And although it's a little bit of a hybrid of things, it's not just that pure funk. But we try to make sure to have that in everything that we do. And all the music that we have.
When you guys work together, then how do you find the one, or do you guys have a way of looking at each other? What is it you're trying to when to find that groove all together, the passengers, to get on that trip?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find it?
Through our own personal experiences, we have our saxophonist, Pierre. He composes a lot of the music, as well as Carlos, the keyboardist. He composes a lot as well, and I write. So it's more so, hey, I got a song. I got an idea. And then we just put it together. And I think that's something that I love, too. There's no egos in our band. We're really a crew, a collective, a family. And it's just whoever has something that resonates or connects with all of us, we just go for it.
The in terms, because you pay homage as well to to what gets you the most there when you have to pay that tribute to somebody. Who are you going to choose
as an artist? Who would I choose? Ooh, I feel growing up, Stevie Wonder was my uncle. Also, Chaka Khan was like an auntie, because her name Yvette, my mom's name is Yvette. The Manhattans, Ohio Players, Earth, Wind, and Fire, played a lot. James Brown, of course. Just so many. Oh, Funkadelic.
I like your choice of Chaka Khan, because with the new album, she stays incredibly pertinent.
Yes. Yes.
And her role in music is utterly fascinating, in the longevity and often the unstated and unrecognized role that she'll play.
Yes.
That's a good, I like that choice.
It's funny you say that. I actually had that conversation the other day where I feel as, in a sense, she is underrated. When people talk about the greats, yes, they know that she's there, but they don't really dive into what she has done for the culture and for music.
Yeah, my intent, because of the partly to come back to her too, because exactly she has. But she, and her, I'm always surprised when I see her name somewhere. I'm like, really, that too. So I will get a chance to pay tribute to her a little later sometime in this year. I'm starting to actually fill up the show all the way to the calendar end of the year with different themes. But
I like it.
And I never know how long any of these features will wander their way through the world.
Right.
In studio, Chanda from Chanda and the Passengers performing Tuesday the 26th at the Sealy Doll competition, which is a wonderful opportunity Tuesdays and Wednesdays at Balatu to support all kinds of diasporic music, and that as worldwide as you can get. And then you have the show with The Hurt, on the 8th at Petit Campus. You have a second selection for us?
I do have a second selection for you.
And so in studio, here on Funky Revolutions, this is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and around the world where you're connected at www.ckut.ca.
Fixing. Don't and you'll be my medicinal man. Together we'll take our trauma, heal each other.
I was saying nice playing. thank you, Chanda.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me.
In studio. And this was, this is two selections we've heard today. This last was Medicinal Mama.
Yes.
And it's a pairing that you just released, Medicinal Love.
That is correct. It's a two-single release, Medicinal Love, with both songs that you heard today. And you can download them, stream them from any and everywhere, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, and the like.
Excellent. And you can catch them live, both as part of Silly Dor, the world diaspora musical exploration that is Silly Dor in its 13th edition, at Balatu this Tuesday, the 28th. And then you're also playing with The Hurt at Petit Campus on the 8th of March.
Yes.
Excellent. We got that
one. Come on
down. Yeah. And if they want to follow you, those are things that I don't do, because I do not. I do have a phone, but, you know.
You use your phone as a phone?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. And a camera.
Wow.
Yeah. And occasionally a map in wild countries.
Right? Yeah. Well, you can find us, Chanda and the Passengers, on Facebook, Instagram, and any streaming service as well. Like us, love us. We'll like and love you back.
And since I have you, and you have confessed to being a sci-fi fan,
yes,
I will
am.
Trap you, because today we are entering part three of our series, Funk Jazz and the Meanings of Afrofuturism.
Right.
And today's thematic starts with imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the, especially at the beginning, I mean, it's a term associated with black sci-fi, actually created by a white academic who asked himself why science fiction and fantasy writing and creation didn't seem to resonate as much in communities that whose history and marginalization might correspond with the possibilities of science fiction. And now you have a real evolution, and there's a critical mass in various art forms, and that's what's attracted my attention.
Right.
So being a sci-fi fan, I wanted to know a little bit about you and how you might think about some of these writers. And one of the principal actresses in as a writer in science fiction, in terms that's talked about, is Olivia Butler. And can you talk a little bit about that? What attracted you in science fiction, and what particularly some of these authors might mean in terms of the context of what I'll be doing a little later in the show? Without you knowing what it is.
Well, my mother was a big sci-fi person, whether it was Star Wars, Star Trek. She was a big reader. So in turn, that made me a big reader as well of sci-fi and fantasy. So I read many books as a child, fantasy books. And then one day I walked, there was a black bookstore right by Lionel Grew back in the day. And I was looking around for some books, and she said, "You like sci-fi, right?" She said, "Yes." And she pointed me to Wild Seed. And I looked at her as if she lost her mind, because I never thought that there could be black people that write sci-fi. It just wasn't something that, you know, that I've come across or that I knew. So it was really great to dive into that and to dive into Octavia Butler, because I didn't know that that exists. And to also seeing sci-fi from that side, it was very relatable to me as a black person. And it just blew my mind that, oh, we can do that too. Because as I said, that's not something that that I grew up with or that I knew or that I saw. So it definitely opened up for myself as a black woman what those possibilities can be in life.
Well, thank you for sharing me that. It's a theme, and I told you to check out. There's a couple of quotes today later in the program from Itasha Womack, who in 2013 wrote one of the more popular books. It's a really personal story about her involvement and discovery of an involvement in the growing movement, both as a sci-fi writer, as an academic, and all of that. It's really quite interesting, and that's one of the things she's frequently encountering is that like sci-fi as an imaginative tool, and right. yet also breaks the prison of the mind. Like, how do you, she has students, how do you write beyond race, and how do you, mm-hmm. all these kinds of things. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank
and again,
you for having me.
Chanda and the Passengers in check the city out. Over the next couple of weeks. Check them out. This is Funky Revolutions. My name is Khalid. We'll be back right after these brief messages on the People's Power Station in Mount Real.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Uy, silhouette.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you for Chanda, from Chanda and the Passengers, for coming in and speaking. Check out City d'Or, a great way to discover new bands, new collaborations that pretty much the whole pastiche of the diasporic cultures of the musical world, but from artists from essentially here and the region. On CKUT 90.3 FM on Funky Revolutions, we continue with part three of our series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. Today, starting with imagination, one of the key roles of, this futurism, its early conceptualization around science fiction and fantasy as a creative and imaginative process to re-examine concepts, identities, politics, and even history and language, is going to begin a little bit the third part of our process as we enter various forms and lines and roots that have created Afrofuturistic lenses that we're looking at. We ended last week's program with some more contemporary ensembles and creators who've released albums in the last month or so, including the Seed Ensemble. Played one track from their new album called Drift Glass, and I wanted to come back to another of their selections that captures the sci-fi, political, liberation, Afro-diasporic experiences that sometimes even contradict themselves in a variety of visions of what is Afrofuturism. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I've been reading a wonderful book published in 2013 called Afrofuturism, The World of Black Sci-Fi and Fantasy Culture, written by Itasha L. Womack. And it's a very personal discovery of Afrofuturism, and in fact being one of the participants in its elaboration, and it's her involvement in a variety of kind of different echoes, spaces, and levels of Afrofuturistic convention, conferencing, discussion, and evolution. In her book, it's a look at all the different kinds of trends, speaking with different figures on different continents about what might consist of Afrofuturism in different ways. She says that the imagination is a tool of resistance. It creates stories with people of color in the future, defying norms. With the power of technology and emerging freedoms, black artists have more control over their image than ever. She talks about this particular aspect of imaginative power, of this kind of liberatory force, which even allowed her to experience, as many have within the Afrofuturist movement, a kind of remise en question of what consists race as technology, the myths, even despite the hard realities of discriminatory history. She writes, imagination, hope, and the expectation for transformative change is a through line that undergrids most Afrofuturistic art, literature, music, and criticism. It is the kind of weighted belief that anchors the aesthetic. It is the prism through which some create their way of life. It's a world view. In her introductions, she begins the concept, saying that maybe you'll hop into a parallel universe with a past that reads like a fantasy or a future that feels like the past. Call it the power of the subconscious or the predominance of soul culture gone cyberpop, but this dance through time travel that Afrofuturists live for is as much about soul retrieval as it is about jettisoning into the far-off future, the uncharted Milky Way, or the depths of the subconscious and imagination. On CKUT 90.3 FM, Interplanetary Migration featuring Mr. Echo from the Seed Ensemble on CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.
Place that I've never known. Throw a stone into the ocean and your approach and my heart skipping beats a peaceful commotion. The ripple effect reflects my whole mission. One step to the next and I pray I don't go missing. I'm sitting on the shore of everything I know, letting go, ready to jump into the cosmos. Imagine this, the unimaginable becomes tangible as vision turns malleable. You see sides you never saw before with your balance all shifted. You're lifted to another level, higher than the floors your mind settled on. And from discovering past mysteries, you rip the seams of your assumed history and bring it to the present fabric of time. Look at mind's eye, fly high as it intertwines with the new light. These ancient artifacts and alien surroundings come founding me, but somehow grounding me in a past that I never knew. The residue of the unknown refused and the magnitude of a place where the latitude ends. And rents a platitude of horizon views into vibrant hues and life is loose. That's a silent muse trying to find a few guiding clues as to who or what made this place, cause I'm quite confused. I'm moving through this space with no time to lose. Says I'm moving through this space with no time to lose.
the Seed Ensemble, Driftglass, released at the end of January on CKUT 90.3 FM, Interplanetary Migration, featuring Mr. Echo. A very recent and very exciting project from a 10-piece ensemble led by saxophonist Casey Kinoshi. She also plays, among other groups, the Afrobeat band Kokoroko, an album which she describes in an interview with About All About Jazz. Seed is my way of celebrating the vibrant and distinctive diversity that has significantly influenced what British culture has become over the centuries. I also hope that aspects of the music succeed in planting a seed of awareness within the current climate of our society, currently polluted, like American society, by emboldened nationalists, isolationists, and racists. It is important to me that I shine a light on political subject matter, which is often disregarded by the masses, and highlight what it means to exist as a young black British citizen today. On CKUT 90.3 FM, one of the many voices of this critical mass in London and, in the UK, around the resurgence in Afrofuturist points of view, both explicitly and implicitly. Another such project comes to us from the Nubian Twist, here with Nubian Brandon from their recent album Jungle Run, the title track.
Fear me, flat-footed English. step to me, I am my mother's child. Know the words of life, come hear my foolish pride. When you hear my voice on the jungle run, know I left the shore and overseas I swam. Fear me, flat-footed English blood, to be sharp like a knife by the forgotten one. When you call to me, you should know my name. On this jungle run, we are all the same.
Project title track Jungle Run from Nubian Twist featuring Nubian Brandon on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Pursuing what were first two episodes of placing different aspects and tendencies and questions related to Afrofuturism, we continue as we did last week with some new works recently released, including before that, the Seed Ensemble. If I turn to a second generation of Afrofuturists, I might ask for a general definition. Dr. Rinaldo Anderson in Notes on a Manifesto, Afrofuturism 2.0 and the Black Speculative Art Movement, says, Afrofuturism is the current name for a body of systematic black speculative thought originating in the 1990s as a response to postmodernity that has blossomed into a global movement the last 5 years. And much of the contemporary, much recently released music that we've been hearing last week, today, and in the future is just an example of this critical mass in different milieus and different movements around these black speculative Afrofuturistic adventures and imaginations. Today's program around imagination, as you heard a little earlier in the program, inspired in the way, for example, Itasha L. Womack expressed herself in Afrofuturism. She describes the beginning of Afrofuturism in one of her chapters at the dawn of a new era. She says Afrofuturism as a term was, of course, as we showed, coined by cultural critic Mark Derry, used it in his essay Black to the Future to describe a flurry of analysis fueled by sci-fi loving black college students and artists who were passionately reframing discussions about art and social change through the lens of science and technology in the 1980s and 90s. Derry ushered in the serious study of cyberculture and gave a name to the technocultural trends in black America. Music and cultural writers like Greg Tate, Mark Sinker, and Kadwa Ishwan were among the earliest Afrofuturism theorists, paralleling Derry's interests. The roots of the aesthetic began decades before, but with the emergence of Afrofuturism as a philosophical study, suddenly artists like the avant-garde legend Sun Ra, funk pioneer George Clinton, and sci-fi author Octavia Butler were rediscovered and reframed by Afrofuturists as social change agents. The role of science and technology in the black experience overall was unearthed and viewed from new perspectives. Black musical innovators were being studied for their use and creation of progressive technologies. Jimi Hendrix's use of reverb on his guitar was reframed as part of a black musical and scientific legacy. Others explored historical social impact of technological advances on people of African descent and how they were wielded to affirm racial divisions or to overcome them. And many found the parallels between sci-fi themes of alien abduction and the transatlantic slave trade to be both haunting and fascinating, where stories about aliens really just metaphors for the experience of blacks in the Americas. Afrofuturists sought to unearth the missing history of people of African descent and their roles in science, technology, and science fiction. They also aim to reintegrate people of color into the discussion of cyberculture, modern science, technology, and sci-fi pop culture. With the internet in its infancy, they hope to facilitate equal access to progressive technologies, knowing that a widespread embrace would diminish the race-based power imbalance and hopefully color-based limitations for good. It's that kind of hope and imagination and maybe wishful thinking that we're pursuing in this movement towards different senses, different lenses, or a lens full of funk fractals, that is Afrofuturism for our purposes. It's, as Yetisha Womack said, finding yourself in a parallel universe with a past that reads like a fantasy or a future that feels like the past. A recent contribution to the corpus is I'll Tell You What, recent LP from R.P. Boo, Back from the Future. We'll be right back.
Unemployment is at the lowest ever. He can't fool the smart people cause we be knowing better. Your claim to fame is false, non void. How can that be true when the youth is unemployed? They don't have high school diplomas, you annoying fool. Not only are they unemployed, they unemployable. Kanye West said slavery was a choice, but he should be Muslim without a voice. The oppressed doesn't have a choice whether they eat shit or steak. The oppressor makes all the decisions on your plate. Eat shit because they shit it on entirely, and they don't have any stake in society. He had a plan to garner the gold market, so the U.S. murdered them. They heartless.
Damn.
Slavery never ended in Libya. They only publicizing it now because they tricking you. It only ended in America because we disputed.
Facts.
Fought back civil war, civil rights movement. Putin helped Trump in the election so he could lift the sanctions on his deal from Exxon. 500 billion, they don't think we know. The Secretary of State was an Exxon CEO. I watch people I respect. Squirm for respect for people who don't even acknowledge them in the flesh.
All my life, America has always taught me to raise the children and save America. Now we talking about raising America.
I don't care about the rhymes that you wrote with your pen, cause my lyrics written in stone, yeah, I molded them in. When God made me, he broke the mold, chosen to win. Papoose taking over again. This generation is lazy, I'm tired of holding it in. Instead of getting liposuction, why don't they just go to the gym? Facts, money is a tool, something for you to use. A man who disagrees with that is just a fool. You think cash gives you authority, that's cruel. Morals, values, and principles, that's the rules. Experience is the best teacher that you could choose. To have a lot of class is cool, life is a school.
Can I get a witness here?
We go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Man, who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slaves to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in the knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roles are the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar. And greasy foods, I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes, we refuse. Brainwashed in the psycho to spin, we write our own stories, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person pee on that damn part. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And wait, and wait, and where he come from.
Hot damn black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it Godspeed that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man. Y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express the truth. Language. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slaves to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of education.
educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flipped, the system is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roles are to help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Ava's, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes, we refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin, we write our own stories like America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person pee on that damn part. And a man can't get himself together until he knows who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And wait, and wait, and where he come from. And where he come from.
Hot damn, Black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it Godspeed that we travel at? In danger than our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project fold, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express the truth. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing you. It make the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fighting your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe them will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know.